Father Carlo Crespi Croce was born on May the 29th, 1891, in Legnano, Italy, the third of 13 children. As a boy, he was drawn to the Salesians of Don Bosco, and by age 12, he entered their school, later making his novitiate and eventually taking perpetual vows. He was ordained a priest on January the 28th, 1917. But his mind was not limited to theology. He studied natural sciences at the University of Padua, specializing in botany, and also trained in music. In 1923, he left for Ecuador, a land that would become his home for nearly six decades. In Ecuador, Father Crespi embraced a radical mission, not simply to bring faith but to understand and uplift the people. He lived among the Shah in the Amazon, learning their language, their culture, and their spirituality. Beyond evangelization, he established a free elementary school for poor children, a teacher training college for missionaries destined for remote areas. He also founded a museum, today known as the Crespi Museum, reflecting his deep respect for culture and history. Throughout his work, his devotion to Mary, help of Christians, was central. He considered the shrine in Cuenca his spiritual home. One of the most extraordinary aspects of Father Crespi's holiness was his commitment to the sacrament of confession. In his final years, he would spend tremendous amounts of time in the confessional, up to 17 hours a day. He believed that no soul was beyond God's mercy, and he offered himself tirelessly as a channel of reconciliation. His confessional became a sanctuary for the poor, the marginalized, those burdened by sin and suffering. People came from all over, not only local villagers, but also those in need of spiritual healing, believing deeply in his compassion and pastoral sensitivity. Over time, his reputation grew, and many called him Saint Carlo Crespi. To him, the priesthood was not just a duty, but a sacrificial offering. Every moment in the confessional was an act of love, of self-giving. He saw himself as a shepherd among the poor, a father to the lost, a witness to God's unfailing mercy. Beyond confession, Father Crespi's life was a tapestry of charitable missionary works. He catechized street children every Sunday. He organized sewing workshops for poor girls. He supported the development of rural communities through education and agriculture. He deeply believed in forming young people. Education was not merely academic, but a formation of heart and soul. He lived simply, modeling for his flock what it means to be poor with the poor and to serve without reserve. Father Carlo Crespi was more than a priest. He was a scientist, an anthropologist, and even a pioneer of Ecuadorian cinema. Father Carlo Crespi Croce died on April 30th, 1982, in Cuenca, Ecuador. But his legacy lives on in the children he taught, in the communities he helped build, in the museum that preserves his love for science and culture, and in the countless souls he reconciled through confession. Venerable Carlo Crespi, pray for us.